But Tim, you're right, man. We've been hearing the Word of God, and actually today I'm going to build on that. We talked about last Monday night about I emphasize truly how the what God has been doing. The Lord has been building a church. And I'm actually help explain some of that, what I mean by some of that too. And we heard a lot of testimonies, a lot of things that God's been doing, the excitement, everything that's working in the heart. It's been really cool. But, you know, cool is one thing, happy is one thing, but being founded and established in the Word of God where no storms come against you, that's different. Happiness is an emotion that comes and goes, right? Foundation of truth and peace and joy and strength, that endures forever. So the whole idea here that the Lord has been building a church, building a house, and look, this church has been awesome, but individually, you're called the house of God. We're typed as the house of God. God wants a house to live in. And what a masterful way to say it. God wants an abiding place, a dwelling place. That's you and I. And that's why I think when God wrote the story, he wrote it about the people, not about the things around the people. As humans, we get caught up in the things around us, whereas the greatest thing we could ever have in our life is relationship. And that's first with God and then second with one another. Because that's where the life is, isn't it? The life's not in the car you have. The life's in you. The life's in me. Or the death is in you or the death is in me. It's the whole goal is to fill our hearts with life and joy and peace and hope. This is why the Lord comes and says, I want to build a church or a dwelling place, a house of God, so that I could bring life into you and establish you in better things. And so, you know, the idea here that the Lord's been doing that for several years, especially the last few years. He's been doing it for many, many years. We're coming up on our 50th anniversary. We got to count all of that as part of it, right? Been through a long journey, but in this, more recently, there's been a lot more focus of what God is doing. So I'm going to remind you of some things today, okay? And I'm going to revisit some things that I have taught and we've talked about, but I'm going to show it in a way I hope that makes it clear to you. How many of you have ever asked the Lord, remember the book of James chapter 1, it says, if any man lacks wisdom, help me out there. Let him ask of God, right? Let him ask of God. You got to ask in faith, but God gives to everyone abundantly, liberally, right? Have you ever thought about that verse? If I want wisdom, I just need to ask of God. How many of you could say that I've kind of looked at that scripture as, James, I just asked God and God's just going to fill me with wisdom. It's just, boom, there it is. I got wisdom. I asked God, he just filled me up and I woke up the next day and I'm walking around full of wisdom. Or if you ask of God, he honors the prayer. By every time you're taught the Word of God, he increases the wisdom in you. Why do we follow the Word of God? Because wisdom increases in us. Life increases in us. Hope increases in us. And so that's why I want to go back to Matthew chapter 7. And how many remember the verse? I forget what verse it is. Let me pull it up, Katie. I know it's in chapter 7, and it's around verse 24. I want to point this out because I'm going to redirect this continually. And verse 24 says, therefore, and I'm going to get back to that word. Whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him unto a wise man who built his house on a rock. How many, have we heard that parable? 500 times, if not more. We've talked about that thing over and over and over again. But listen, we're in the mindset of application now. We are doing this now. We're walking in this. Therefore, now if he says therefore, that means he said something previously, because he's building off of what he already said. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them is like what? A wise man. How many has been praying for wisdom? Here's your answer, right? And so here's the thing. There are four sayings in this chapter that he builds on. And he says, therefore, if you do these sayings, the first one was judge not, lest you be judged. The key there is you don't judge something in someone else that you yourself struggle in. Why would you do that? Have we taught you continually, don't judge after the flesh? Have we taught on the hypocrite and the Pharisee? What do they do? Have we already established the sayings of Jesus Christ in this church? Do not judge according to the flesh. That saying has already been established. Who could say now, therefore, whoever hears, judge not, and does it, is like a wise man. That's how you apply this. Whoever hears that you're not supposed to judge according to the flesh and does that and lives by that and walks by that is a wise man. Now, how many has been living in the mindset of wisdom that I'm not going to judge after the flesh? Because if you have, then you're already walking in some wisdom. Already. The second thing he addresses is ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. You can read the chapter later. Knock, and it'll be opened unto you. So imagine having that principle in your life, Steve, where you can ask of God, and he'll give it to you. That's a saying of Jesus. That's, you know, a wise man can ask of God, and God will answer him. Because he keeps the sayings, Tim. So you're not judging and you're asking. Therefore, whoever hears this saying of ask, Marty, ask. Whoever hears that and does that and keeps that is like a wise man. In other words, have we been taught how to pray? Have we? Have we been taught how to ask? No, what I'm showing you is these sayings that Jesus said that we're to build upon, we've already been teaching them without even using the scriptures to do it. In other words, this specific scripture. We've been building the house of God the whole time. And I want you to recognize it, that wisdom is not something that you go, oh, I'm just waiting on God to fill me with wisdom. We have been building the house of wisdom. And if you've been paying attention and living by it and applying that, then guess what? You're being filled with wisdom. James, when's the last time you prayed a prayer that God answered? It's a prayer answered. What about you, Marvin? You've been praying and having God answer you? Anybody else? And see, this is where we take what is being taught, we apply it to our heart, and we practice the words of Jesus. The third thing he said was, straight is the gate, narrow is the way. Well, have we taught that? Like you say, well, you haven't really used that scripture necessarily. But what have we taught that proves straight is the gate, narrow is the way that leads to life? The revelation of Jesus. There you go. Have we preached that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life? And so have you applied in your life that narrow is the way? In other words, John, if I follow my thoughts of flesh all the time and yield to the flesh all the time, that's not the way. That's not the right way. That's not the narrow way. The narrow way is to follow the words of Jesus. We've been applying that. That's my point. And then the fourth one in this chapter is of the sayings. Therefore, here's the fourth one is, does anybody know it? You know what it says? Beware of false prophets. Ooh, who come in sheep's clothing. Now let me ask you guys a question. And it says, how do I discern a false prophet? A tree is known by its fruit. That's what he says. Now imagine, how many of you have been on the awareness or the path of being aware of false prophecy? Have you? Have you paid attention to it? Have you allowed the Lord to judge it when it's in you? Have you allowed the Lord to judge it when it's outside of you? These are the sayings. See, a wise man who builds his house on the rock, you know what he's cautious of? False prophecy. He's aware of it. And so when we come in here, those four things, there's one more I'm going to get to today because it's going to be something that we're going to start teaching. It is in these four things, Jesus said, if you apply these to your life and you do them, you'll be like a wise man. And you've been praying all along, Lord, fill me with wisdom. Give me wisdom. Well, let me ask you something. Are you walking in the narrow path? Are you? Who could say, yep, that's me. I'm walking in the narrow path. You're full of wisdom. So, well, I noticed we didn't have a lot of hands walk all of a sudden get raised right then. What's going on here? Are we not applying the sayings of Jesus? Or are you just trying to work out in your mind? Am I walking them? Well, I don't want to be a liar because then there's got to be a saying about that one. Do not lie. So it's like, I think I'm walking a narrow path. I think I'm walking in the way of truth. But I don't want to lie about it. I get it. But let me just show you something here. Well, this is the house of learning too, right? I mean, you come in here to learn. I don't need anybody walking out of here condemned or separated from God or separated from truth. My heart and prayer is that everyone tell the truth, rise up in peace, live a great life. But we live it because we've been given good instruction to follow. You know, judging falsely is a thing that has made our world very, very bad. What do you say? When everybody has an opinion on something, I guarantee that a lot of them are going to be wrong. And that's the problem. And so when we come into the house of God, we say, well, let's establish some truth here about what the Lord said. And if we all yield to what the Lord said, then we say, well, there's an order. There's an order of truth we can all follow. When we get separated from that truth, because it says broad is the path that leads to destruction. Everybody said, you know, if we accomplish a lot in life, it's because there's generally a narrow path that we walk on. Most people walk in the broad path, the easy path, and that's the path of delusion and destruction. The wisdom of God says, come follow me, I'll show you the way to get to heaven, but it's a narrow path. Will you walk it? And wisdom says, yeah, I'll walk it. And will I follow Christ? Yeah, I'll walk that narrow path because destruction is in my own self-will. And so we have these sayings, and the Lord is building a church upon the things he teaches us. And if you're following them, what's he filling you with? Everybody look at this again. What's he building your house on? Wisdom on a rock. You build upon the words of the Lord that he teaches us. I mean, God forbid that I'd come in here and didn't live by the words I teach. Can't happen. So the testimonies have to be true. Now let me take you to the fifth thing right before this verse here. We'll back up. Let me get the verse here. It's verse 21. This is the fifth saying that he went to say, therefore. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Let me finish. There's three verses. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Cast out demons in your name, devils, and done many wonderful works in your name. And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness or work iniquity. Think about this. Did you notice a pattern in these scriptures? Anybody? Okay, so James said they never gave God credit. They said we did it. Did everybody notice that? Many shall say in that day, is it the Lord saying it or is it them saying it? And look, this is a thought that is going to help us today. Remember a couple weeks ago I talked about let's get busy for the Lord. Let's do the works of the Lord. When you go about to do the works of the Lord, you're going to learn this right here. There's going to be a part in you that says, but I'm doing all these things. And then the Lord's going to come and say, yeah, but I didn't tell you to do them. I didn't give it to you to do. You just went to do it on your own. And this is why we fail so much, is because we take on responsibilities on ourselves that the Lord didn't intend for us to take on. There you go. James said that is what the book of James says. Getting drawn away of your own lust. You're getting drawn away of your own lust. If the Lord, matter of fact, real quick, Tim, you get it for me. Don't turn there. Just let Tim read it. Psalms 127:1. You're going to love this. 127, Psalms 127, verse 1. Now many will say, Lord, Lord, have we not done this? How many have felt so entitled that you just say anything I do for God should be counted? Have we not done that? But I did all this for you. You should be grateful I did it for you. Yeah, there's Cain and Abel, right? The story of Cain brought an offering that God didn't ask for. Go ahead, Tim, read it to us.
Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman walketh in vain.
That's amazing. Except the Lord build the house, you're building a house in vain. Who wants a house of God, a true house of God? Well, I'm going to ask that first. Yes. Who wants a house we just put God's name on it, but it's really our house? And we say, I wrote God's name on it, so it's got to be of God. No. God needs to teach us something here. If you're going to be led by the Spirit, you'll be a son of God, But you've got to be led by the Spirit. That's what led by the Spirit means. You're not led by your own spirit. You're led by the Spirit of God. And so therefore, wisdom does that. And the second part of that verse said that if a watchman rises in vain, you know, the watchman of a city. Well, enemies come to a city, right? Well, if a watchman rises up in his own will, then the city will be taken. It'll be in vain. What we need, here's my point here. And it's always been this point, okay? If you're in the earth, everything is through our eyes here. Pretty much, right? Like, we see everything on ground level. Anybody been in an airplane? Looks pretty cool looking out the window, doesn't it? Yeah. And you see a bigger picture. But here, boots on the ground, you're blind. You judge everything that's right in front of you, and that's it. That is it. What do we need to help us get through this life but a higher vision, a higher perception? And that's where the Lord comes in. That's why the Lord sees from a higher place. This is why the Lord can teach you how to overcome fear rather than live in fear your whole life. Wouldn't you want that? But you say, well, I want to be free from fear, but yet we keep judging the things that are right in front of us that fill us with fear. Instead of believing God who can teach us how to overcome fear. For example, we got a whole ruckus going on in our world right now. Ask this person, they believe it this way. Ask this person, they believe it this way. Ask a third person, they believe it an entirely different way. My God, who's telling the truth? I'll tell you one thing. There's not much truth in our world. And if you get caught in it, you'll be full of fear. Because there's one thing the Lord wants to do here. The Lord wants to show you how to rise above all of these things. You need to have wisdom. Wisdom will teach you that I'm not going to judge in the flesh. Wisdom will teach you I'm going to beware of the false prophecy that's coming forth. Oh yeah, from within and from without. Wisdom tells you that I'm not going to try to go forth and study the Bible, learn it all, and then try to go do everything for God in my own heart and my own lust, and then call it God and put His name on it. There's one thing that stands out about the people of God who wrote the Bible, or let's say the apostles in the New Testament. What do you think stands out about them? With the context of what I'm preaching, Lord, Lord, many will say in that day, I have done all this in your name. Is that how they did it? Or everywhere they went, James, the Spirit of God led them and they went and did it. And that's why they had success. Are you going through the journey of learning in this life what you put your hand to do in the flesh versus what you do with God's blessing? Have you learned the difference yet? If not, it's time. In other words, the Lord wants to fill your heart with wisdom and teach you how to be a wise man. And I say that generally speaking, male and female, to be full of wisdom, to know how to please God and what's pleasing yourself. Because why are there 1,000 gospels in our world? More than that, way more than that. But I'm just figure of speech. Because we, like the Bible shows us in the Pharisee of Jesus' time, they took the word of God and made doctrines of their own. and then said, well, we like this part of God's word and we like this part of God's word, and so now let's group that together and we'll make our own teaching. If we do that, who are we considered? I just told you. We're considered like the hypocrites. So in this church, I pray, my heart prayer is to say, let's stay with the truth of God's word and let's not manipulate it to fit our advantage. If God said it, let's walk in it. If he didn't, then why am I going to stand up and say God said when he really didn't? Let's not do that. Let's walk with wisdom. James.
That is what would be called a false prophet.
That's a false prophet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the Lord said, beware of false prophets. Well, I don't know how to discern them. You'll know a tree by its fruit. Go read the chapter. Well, how do you judge fruit? You got some learning to do, don't you? Because that's a problem. If you can't eat it from an orange tree and know that it's an orange, you've never been taught what an orange is. If you eat an orange and call it a lemon, you need to be taught the difference of what an orange is and a lemon. That's why we come here. Say, well, what is of a false prophet? You've been coming here. You're being taught what a false prophet does, what he says, how he manifests. Just like you're being taught what a true prophet teaches and how he manifests. We're being taught the whole time, aren't we? And wisdom is working. And so, let me read the same verse. Verse 22, back up to that one. Tim taught this. I don't know if you guys remember. I don't even think Tim remembers it. But I remember it. It caught my attention. Many will say in that day. Many will say. Do you know why people get mad at me or anybody in ministry? You know why a person would get mad? Is when you come and bring something and you're trying to do something that you generated through the flesh and I won't agree with it. And I say, no, I don't think you're being led by God. You know what that does to people? In our world, there is no rejection, right? Everybody wins a trophy. Right? I know, I get it. I hate that garbage. I'm just going to tell you plain, I hate that. Because, no, there is a winner and there's a loser, and God made that story. Okay? There is a truth and there is a lie. There is an anointing of God and there's a false anointing that is not of God. If you want to grow in wisdom and you're in this journey to learn, then you need to be told sometimes that what you're saying is God is not. And that's a good thing. And I don't go and we don't tear each other down. This is a learning. And so imagine, John, if you came and you said, well, I want to ask a question. Here's what I've been thinking. Is this God? And I said, no, that's not God. And you walk away going, well, thank you. Now I don't have to worry about that. That is awesome. Brad.
Is that right there? Are you showing us where that wisdom and understanding is applied? Where you go and journey with the Lord and you learn?
Yeah.
When he comes and discerns it for you by the word of the Lord, that's your wisdom.
That's the wisdom. So when you journey, Brad said, when you journey with the Lord and you're being taught good and evil, truth and a lie, that's where wisdom is being taught you and applied to you. Now, if you reject that, the Lord will stand and say, I never knew you. We didn't communicate. You never got that from me. And that's a big deal. That's a big deal. And so, you know, this teaching here today is meant to say, look, there's wisdom in the house. We've been receiving wisdom. Now, we're getting ready to enter into ideas of, I want to do the works of God. Well, you got to know how to do them correctly. If you're doing them wrong and you learn that you're doing them wrong, that's a blessing. That is a blessing. That's a blessing. It's like somebody calls me from out of state, doesn't come to church, and they said, I'm dealing with my kid. My kid is spoke some horrible things to me because I believe certain things and they believe a certain way. And they were very hurt by this, by their child saying this to them. An older child, so above 18. So I said, well, instead of being hurt, did not his words show you what he's thinking and where he's at? Doesn't that help you? Why would it hurt you? Stop being hurt by it and start learning where his mindset's at so you can work with him together and restore a relationship. It's the hurt that gets you. That's the failure. That's not wisdom. Everybody follow me? And so we learn this. I learned this with my kids. When they say to me at a young age, you know, and say bad things and they don't want to listen and different things. All of that is not for a parent to rule over a kid. It's for a parent to learn how they think so he can help them and guide them in the truth. Stop being so hurt when you're told you're wrong. Stop being hurt when you hear something that doesn't agree with you. Use wisdom and perceive what's going on around us so that we will not be affected by the lies of the enemy. And because that stuff gets in us, man. The bitterness of that gets in the soul and it destroys you. Don't be hurt by that stuff. Don't be hurt by that stuff. No way, no how. Steve.
Can this be said basically that use wisdom in the last days to be false prophets and seducing spirits? And God's word says we're to try those spirits to see if they are of God. And that's where wisdom comes in. We use the wisdom to try the spirit.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, trying the spirit is awesome because it's going to tell you the difference between the two. Wisdom's going to help with that. But you know, how many of you have considered, well, it says try the spirits. So I'm just waiting on God to come and fill me with the spirit so I can try the spirits. How many of you is waiting on that? And you're ignoring that you've been taught the word of God the whole time. Brad's like, yeah. Yeah, we're waiting on this waterfall. Whew. Man, I am like, I'm a man of God now. Like God just rained down and all of a sudden. I mean, I haven't sought the Lord. I haven't given myself to his word. I haven't followed it. But one day, boom, here it is. I'm the best preacher, best man of God, best woman of God that walks on the planet. And we expect these things. But the Lord said, train up a child in the way he should go, and he won't depart from it. Everybody following me? Who's got a mic? What are we doing? Keith.
Doesn't pride fall into that too, come into that, Daniel?
Yeah, talk
sometimes
to us.
Sometimes we see it as a hurt, but it's really pride that's at work. And we're deceived. We're deceived in thinking that they're hurting or attacking, but it's pride.
Yeah. Pride working there. You know, there is something to be said about that. Well, you hurt me. You said, you told me I was wrong. You did this. Throw it away. The old saying, life's too short, that's true. But why get swept away by all of that because of the pride and arrogance in our own heart? Right? Love lays his life down. Everybody get that? Everybody read 1 Corinthians 13 lately? Right? Love thinks no evil. Love suffereth long. Love. So instead of seeing love in the situation, we get hurt. Remove all that. Let wisdom come into you. So Let me wrap it up. Is the Lord building a house? Did he say, upon this rock, I'll build my church? A wise man builds on this rock. The rock we're talking about is the revelation of Jesus. It's the sayings of Jesus. And it's like, I have all these problems in my life. I promise you, follow the sayings of Jesus. It'll heal everything in you. It's that easy. How do I know that? I have applied this. Not perfect, but man, what a change in the consciousness of the heart. And so to pass that along and to say there's a lot of hope here, okay? And there's some other things we'll talk about, some other scriptures I want to get into on in this, but today was about, let's remember, God's been building this thing the whole time. He's been filling his people with wisdom. Now, the question is, have you neglected or not caught that? You haven't caught that these sayings are filling you with wisdom and you didn't even know it. You're waiting on the waterfall. Here it is. Living water's gushing out. Let's go. It's been gushing out the whole time. So catch it. Catch it. Everybody get it today? You get it today? It's making sense, right? We'll put to rest the falsehood of the heart. If God cleanses the heart, he'll do away with the falsehood. Lot to that.